With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Radio K-Man has reached out to the governor's office awaiting an official statement with regards to the passing of Prince Philip. We will bring that to you as soon as it comes in. In the meantime, stay tuned to the international portion of this newscast to hear the latest on the passing of Prince Philip on the BBC World Service. In local news, the Customs and Border Control Service says the situation with the Cuban migrants on board the MV Bulk Freedom has been, quote, resolved. Thursday night, an infant reportedly ill with a fever was removed along with the parents. Hours later, the remaining migrants were also removed and escorted onshore to a government quarantine facility. Several migrants were picked up from a boat in distress by a passing vessel earlier this week. The same group had gone missing from Cayman on the weekend. Once back in Cayman waters, the group refused to disembark from the boat. The captain of the MV Bulk Freedom indicated that he was unwilling to transport the migrants to any other port. Overnight Wednesday, Customs and Border Control Service officers were alerted that the infant on board was ill. Officers made numerous offers to take the father and or mother and the child to the Georgetown Hospital for treatment. However, all offers were refused by the parents. And five young ladies are vying for the crown and title of Miss World Cayman Islands 2021. Each week, Radio Cayman has put the spotlight on each contestant. And Radio Cayman Chanda Gallego catches up today with contestant five, 24-year-old Roshana Heights, representing the District of West Bay.
You've entered the Miss World Cayman Islands 2021 pageant. What made you even decide to join the pageant, the Miss World Cayman Islands pageant?
2020 was really a year of self-reflection for me, and I think looking back at it, it was really chaotic and stressful for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And it made me realize just how many people were struggling with the same things that I was, which is mental health, anxiety. We were in lockdown. It was a stressful time. So for me, I chose to bring to the forefront mental health. That's really what I want to do for this pageant and what I want to do in the pageant.
Tune in to Radio K-Man 6 p.m. News to hear more from Contestant 5. This year's pageant is May 29th at the Harkwell Theater starting at 6 p.m. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio K-Man's newsroom.
BBC News. Buckingham Palace has announced that the Duke of Edinburgh has died. In a statement, the palace said it is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. Prince Philip, who was 99, was the longest-serving consort in British history. The Duke and the Queen were married for more than 70 years, and Prince Philip dedicated decades of his life to royal duty, as our royal correspondent, Nicholas Witchell, explains.
He has made such a huge contribution to the success of this reign. People have referred to the fact that she said at the time of the Golden Jubilee, "He is my strength and stay." Remember, they're quite different in character. The Queen, traditionally and instinctively cautious and quite a reserved person. Philip, by contrast, full of self-confidence, but together it really worked, this partnership between the two of them.
Our royal correspondent, Nicholas Witchell. Prince Philip retired from public engagements in the summer of 2017, speaking at Downing Street in the past hour. Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, paid this tribute.
Prince Philip earned the affection of generations here in the United Kingdom, across the Commonwealth, and around the world. He was the longest-serving consort in history, one of the last surviving people in this country to have served in the Second World War. He helped to steer the royal family and the monarchy so that it remains an institution indisputably vital to the balance and happiness of our national life.
Boris Johnson. The Prime Minister of Australia and King Philippe of Belgium are among many who have sent their condolences to Her Majesty and the royal family. BBC News.